Hello, I am the Master of Nine Puppets, and this is UNnews! NFL sideline cheerleaders. In Washington, D.C., a decision by National Football League or the NFL leaders to sideline teams cheerleaders except before the game, during halftime, and after the game has angered football fans, many of whom say they will boycott the sport unless cheerleaders are allowed to cheer during the game. Irate fans have also renamed the league, calling it the No Fun League.
I don't come here to watch men moving an egg-shaped ball down a chunk of turf and patting each other on the ass.
Adam Wexley of Poontang, Florida, told a news reporter a lot of lies.
I come here to see the cheerleaders jump, bend, squat, and do pelvic thrusts.
Wexley's sentiment was echoed by many of the sports enthusiasts, and the players themselves agreed that they find the cheerleaders cheers inspirational.
The poets had their muse.
Miami Dolphins Junior Sow said,
"We have cheerleaders. There's nothing like looking up one of those short skirts to get a man's blood up. Seeing them bounce and jiggle makes me a lot better linebacker.
It's distracting."
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell maintains,
"The players should keep their eyes on the ball, not on some bimbo's boobs."
He said. Vikings defensive tackle Pat Williams disagrees.
"A tight ass and a miniskirt is more of an incentive for a player to do his best than a multi-million-dollar contract, especially since a good player has a better chance of scoring with one of them than he has against the opposing team. Getting to the end zone is what football's all about, but the end zone I'm talking about ain't on no gridiron."
Page turn. Another reason for the ban is this habit of some teams, such as the Washington Redskins, having their cheerleaders warm up next to the opposing team's locker room in an effort to distract the visiting team minutes before kickoff. During these rehearsals, critics contend, the cheerleaders wear
even less than they wear during the game. Some forget their bras and panties.
The Redskins deny these allegations and suggest that such critics are a team spokesman said. A former cheerleader for the San Diego Chargers, actress Charisma Carpenter, gave another reason for the exuberance of cheerleaders who may bear a little more flesh than usual.
"Cheerleading, like modeling, can be a stepping stone to a real career, like acting. I got the role of Cordelia Chase on Buffy the Vampire Slayer by dressing like a slut and strutting my stuff. Show my off assets, you might say, as a Chargers girl."
Being a cheerleader might lead to a Playboy photo shoot too, she said, which can launch a girl's acting career or restart one with flagging. She admits. She brightened the thought that
although posing naked for that rag hasn't boosted my lackluster acting career, I can always go back to cheerleading for the Chargers, though. Or maybe an LA team. There is an LA team, right?
This is the Master of Nine Puppets, and this has been an UNnews story.